Here we go. Broadcasting to the four corners of the conservative universe, it's the Matt Locke Show. He loves all things conservative politics, and if there's a microphone nearby, you can bet he'll be the one beating the left over the head with it. And now, a true original, the common sense conservative, here's your host, Matt Locke.
Oh yeah, that's right, beating the left over the head with the truth daily. It's hump day! Gosh, it's already Wednesday. Welcome into the Matt Locke Show. So glad you're along for the ride. Do I have a great show for you? New York City. Warren Wilhelm, right? Old Bill de Blasio, or whatever you want to call himself. New York City to mandate COVID-19 vaccines for private sector workers. Not public, private sector workers. We're going to talk about that because a federal court has enjoined the Biden administration from enforcing its federal contractor vaccine mandate. We got that going on today. Fox News has sidelined Laura Logan after her Dr. Fauci comments about Joseph Mengele. Dr. Fauci complained about her Nazi doctor comparison. By the way, I missed yesterday. It was the 80-year anniversary of Pearl Harbor, God rest their soul, that got us into World War II, that brought in the atomic bomb of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in the Japan. And if you all ever watched The Man in the High Castle, if you haven't watched that, go watch it. It's amazing. It's on Prime Video about the fact that Germany won World War II instead of America. Now, we're going to talk about Alec Baldwin. He deleted his Twitter account. We're going to talk about big tech, and we're going to talk about China in this hour because there's so much news. I mean, I don't even know. Honestly, I have to tell you, some days I think to myself, what should I talk about? I mean, what should I cover today? There's so much news going on, it's hard to keep up. I mean, it's hard to keep up with everything that's happening with the Joey Puddin' Pop administration, with Camel Toe Harris, with mandates, with the vaccines and all that stuff. It's just unbelievable. Almost, you know, I was on Chris X's show the other day on Monday. And, you know, him and I talked. It used to be that I would sit here and do, you know, hours of show prep, two or three. And now it's not that I don't do hours of show prep because I do. But now it's hours of what am I going to get rid of? There's so much information floating out there today that it's just unreal what is sitting there. And what do you cover? But this is a big story that I want to cover because this is what's happening in blue states all over the United States of America. So you've got old Warren Wilhelm, or Bill de Blasio, as he likes to be called. He has mandated COVID-19 vaccines for private sector workers. Private, not public, private. Do you think this is going to go very far? Do you think that people aren't going to stand up and sue? Oh, of course they are. But here we are. Private sector workers in New York City will have to get a COVID-19 vaccine or get terminated, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced on Monday. Quote, we have decided to use a preemptive strike to really do something bold to stop the further growth of COVID and the dangers it's causing to all of us. Oh, they wouldn't know. They the left, they don't follow their own rules. You know, they go to the fancy laundry restaurants out in California with Gavin Newsom. The mayor of San Francisco is out dancing and strutting at clubs. They don't give a crap about COVID. They're not scared of it, but they're going to shut your life down. COVID-19 is the disease caused by the Chinese Communist Party. De Blasio, a Democrat, made the announcement during an appearance on MSLSD's Morning Joe. Oh, imagine that. He went to a friendly platform where he could get away with his communism. The rationale behind the mandate is the Omicron virus variant, colder weather, and upcoming holiday gatherings. Now, can we have a realistic conversation here? It's Omicron, not Omicron, as Joe Puddin'Pop says. But we know from doctors on the ground in South Africa that, guess what? This is a mild case of COVID. Aches, pains, cough. No one's died of the Omicron. No one. Isn't this the variant that we want swirling around? Isn't this the variant that you want to get so that you get herd immunity, so that your immune system can make the antibodies and the T cells necessary to fight it? Isn't this what you want, the one that doesn't kill you? But yet here we are, because of Omicron, because of winter, and because of Christmas, we're going to shut you down. Employees, by the way, can provide verification of vaccination to their employers by using a vaccine passport, such as the New York State Excelsior Pass, or by presenting the paper card that is provided at the time of the vaccination. See, they all called us crazy, and by they, I mean the liberal left. They all called you and I kooks. They called us conspiracy theorists. Oh, COVID vaccine passports. You guys are crazy. This isn't the mark of the beast. And yet, here we are. Here we are with vaccine passports. And they use passports. I mean, think about it. When you travel, right? The wife and I, we went on our honeymoon in St. Lucia. Had to go update our passports because you have to renew them every 10 years. You got to go renew it. And when you think of passport, you think of travel, right? When you think of passport, you think of moving from one place to another. A passport. Well, now they're using this lexicon. They're using this terminology, they being the left, to get you used to the fact that for you to move, you're going to need a vaccine passport. I'll tell you where they can take that vaccine passport, and I'll tell you where they can put it. And this is crazy. Now, the mandate, because this is so, here's the thing. Today is December 8th, okay? It's Wednesday, December 8th. We're 17 days till Christmas, by the way. They're not going to mandate this. The deadline is December 27th. I mean, that's 19 days. This is so deadly. This is so ridiculous. This is so awful. This is so bad that we're going to wait 19 days to enact it. Now, more details, including guidance on accommodations, will be issued on December 15th, which is in a week. Eric Adams, who is set to secede the term limited de Blasio next month, did not immediately respond to this request for a comment. Mandating vaccines for all workers will make it harder for them to avoid getting a shot, de Blasio said, as he urged other mayors, governors, and CEOs to impose the mandates. Now, mind you, we've had two federal appeals court judges say it's unconstitutional to make you get a vaccine mandate. This is unconstitutional, what Warren is doing in the city of New York. It's unconstitutional. And by the way, today, from TechnoFog over on Twitter, developing, a federal court of appeals has enjoined the Biden administration from enforcing its federal contractor vaccine mandate. The injunction is nationwide. It's the latest defeat for Biden's unlawful mandates, the OSHA and the CMS mandates already receiving nationwide stays. It's illegal what de Blasio is doing. It's unconstitutional what de Blasio is doing. But here's the deal. The left, they don't care about the law. They don't care about the courts. They'll go shop a judge. They'll figure this out. If I'm in New York, I leave today. I mean, if I'm a citizen of the city of New York, I'm gone today. You got to go. You got to get out from underneath this radical, socialistic, Marxist principles that the left is bringing to you. Leave. Let it all crash. Let it all fall. Let the house of cards fall in on itself. You have to leave. This is illegal. It's against the law. The left is lawless. You can say that now. They don't follow the law. The left doesn't follow the law. They don't care about the law. This is nothing more than control over you. Now, I'll read this. It says, conclusion. In light of the foregoing, the court grants in part and denies in part the motion to intervene, grants ABC's motion for preliminary injunction, and grants plaintiff's amended motion for preliminary injunction. Accordingly, the court orders the defendants are enjoined during the pendency of this action or until further order of this court from enforcing the vaccine mandate for federal contractors and subcontractors in all covered contracts in any state or territory of these United States of America. Unbelievable, right? Against the law. Illegal. They are not listening to what the federal courts and judges are saying. They're not listening. Democrats are not listening to what the judicial branch has said. They don't care. If they don't like the ruling, just go around it. And now, by the way, you've got the Department of Justice suing the state of Texas for gerrymandering districts for voting, which we know Maryland, Illinois, New York. I mean, it happens everywhere. You gerrymander districts to get the votes you want, but the left's only coming after Texas. And now they won't follow the law. Quote, the more universal they are, the more likely employees will say, okay, it's time I'm going to do this. Because you can't jump from one industry to the other or one company to another is something that needs to be universal to protect all of us. I'm tired of this. To protect all of us? If you got vaccinated, aren't you protected? If you got a vaccine from the COVID, aren't you protected? Why do you care what I do? Why are you forcing this mandate down my throat? Why are you making it harder for me to live? And I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. They're gonna run everybody out of New York. That's the only explanation. You can't live in New York anymore. If you wanna work, if you wanna raise your family, if you wanna pay your bills, how do you stay in the city of New York? You don't. And I wanna ask the question here, because we talk about these vaccines, but can we ask the honest question here? How many Americans have died because of massive suppression of therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin? I mean, how many people have died by not receiving therapeutics that would help them live? There's a story going down here in Dallas. And there's a police officer who has contracted COVID, and his doctor wants to prescribe him ivermectin, and the hospital won't give it to him, so he's in a coma. Don't you have the right, as a person who is dying, the right to choose? Don't you have the right to choose what therapeutics you want? I mean, this is unbelievable. And I have to ask, the COVID data reflects the unvaccinated are almost exclusively a threat to themselves and are no more likely to spread COVID than the vaccinated. Given this fact, what justification does de Blasio have in there remaining for any restrictions at all? I mean, what justification do we have? In addition to the newly announced requirement, New York City will extend its vaccine mandate for indoor dining to children as young as 5, because they want your children vaccinated, and amending it to force people to get 2 COVID-19 vaccine doses instead of 1, except for the people who get the single shot Johnson & Johnson. Councilman Joe Borelli, top Republican on the New York City Council, he wasn't happy about the new rules, wondering which authority enabled him. Quote, how can the mayor enforce this on businesses that operate without licenses from New York City? He can't. Don't open the door for de Blasio, health police. You don't need a vax to work in most private sector jobs in New York City. The court will tell us this too. This will go to court. This is going to go to court. It's going to be tried, and it's going to be found unconstitutional. New York City already had one of the strictest testing and vaccine regimens in the country. Many workers were already being forced to get vaccinated, including private and religious school employees, and even to enter most businesses require people show proof of vaccination. The city is reporting a 7-day average of nearly 1,600 cases, the highest since September, but well below the 2 largest waves of the COVID-19 pandemic. Hospitalizations linked to COVID-19 are way down as well, with a 7-day average of just 43. The The overwhelming majority of people who get COVID show no or few symptoms. Deaths are primarily among the elderly or otherwise infirmed. The effectiveness of the vaccines against the Communist Chinese Party virus drops significantly over time, triggering a widespread push for boosters because, of course, the efficacy is not very good. Some experts fear the vaccines won't protect as well against the Omicron variant when compared to other variants. The Omicron variant is light and mild and will not kill you. Hasn't killed anybody. Has mild symptoms, aches, pains, a cough for a few days, and on you go. President Putin Pop's administration earlier this year announced a private employer vaccination mandate, but the Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration suspended enforcement of the rule last month after federal courts entered a preliminary injunction against it. A similar mandate focused on healthcare facilities was also ruled against, for now, by the courts, prompting the administration to suspend the mandate. New York City's measures have been challenged in court, but plaintiffs have failed to overturn any of them thus far. De Blasio said he was confident the private sector mandate would also prevail over any challenges. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. And yet, here we are, and we live in a world where up is down, right is left, good is evil, back is front. I mean, we're living in an upside-down world. We're living in a world where common sense has left. Common sense has literally went out the door. You are no longer free to be a thinker. You're no longer free to have common sense, to be critical in your thinking, to actually go and speak with your physician and make the best choice for your medical situation. You're just not. And here we are. And it's like half the country has said, okay, government, okay, live my life. Tell me what to do. Send me money. I'm good. And I said it on yesterday's program, the left, unbelievable. They literally don't have a pot to piss in. They don't have a platform to run on. So what are they going to do? They're going to bribe you. They're literally going to bribe you. They're going to go after the millennials. They're going to go after the younger generation. They're going to say, look, if you vote for us, we'll get rid of your student loan debt. I'm telling you, it's coming. The left's working on it right now. Chuck Hugh Schumer, Joe Biden, the left. Joe wanted to get rid of $10,000 in student loan debt. Chuck Hugh Schumer wants to do $50,000 in student loan debt. They're going to come after you and they're going to bribe you. They're going to be like, look, we're going to give you free money. We're going to give you money. Now, please vote for us. Please do what we say. Just stay in your house. Don't do anything. Listen to what we say. We'll pay off your debt. We'll be the good little people, all that stuff. It's unbelievable. But here we are. The government is not your parent. The government is not your keeper. The government is not your boss. Here's the thing. We live in a constitutional republic. I did a story yesterday where the young people, oh, our democracy's failing. Not a democracy. The government works for you. It's not the other way around. The government works for you. Without you, there's no money. Without you working, without you paying taxes, without you being a person of integrity who wants to take care of his or herself, the government has zero money. And then they come and they bleed you dry. You're the bank. They're like, oh yeah, we need some more money. Screw you. We don't. It doesn't matter what it goes to. You just pay it. But they work for you. All right, kids. Do me a great big favor. Go check out scarsandstripescoffee.com, the official coffee of the Matlock Show. Got Downrage in my cup. You can too. Overflowed with freedom. I had Josh Amos on yesterday. What a great interview. Empowering veterans. You know, this day after Pearl Harbor, this day after history, this day after what happened to get us into World War II, veterans are the backbone of America and what America stands for. You can empower a veteran. And if you're a veteran out there, by the way, and you're looking to be an entrepreneur, if you want to be part of a group, go check out scarsandstripescoffee.com. You can sign up. You can sell their coffee. You can be part of that group. You can be an entrepreneur. It's amazing. It's an amazing product with amazing people. I can't tell you how happy I am to put my name behind a company that's doing the right thing. I wear my 22 Kill ring, Dan Lombardo, chairman of the board, 22 Kill, or One Tribe Foundation, whatever you want to call it. We love our veterans here on the Matlock Show. Go empower a veteran. Go buy great coffee, great gifts for Christmas. Go to scarsandstripescoffee.com, official coffee of the Matlock Show. Certainly appreciate them. My phone's blowing up. Sorry. People are texting me. What the hell's going on here? But we'll get through it. We'll get through it here. Fox News. Do any of you watch Fox News anymore? I literally have stopped watching Fox News. I watch OAN mostly. I watch Newsmax, getting a little burnout on them. They don't want me on their show anymore. It's really weird. I was a guest on Newsmax and OAN. I haven't done that as much because I just don't have the time, which is fine. I bring more to, the funny thing is, I bring more listeners to them than they do to me. I mean, that's how big we've gotten, right? But, I stopped watching Fox News. I don't watch it at all. I don't watch any of it. I'll catch some Tucker Carlson clips on Twitter or social media, at Real Matlock, by the way, or the Matlock Show over at Telegram or Gab TV. But Fox News has sidelined Laura Logan. Laura Logan might be one of the last investigative reporters we know. You know why they sidelined her? Dr. Fauci complained about her Nazi doctor comparison. So investigative reporter and Fox News contributor Laura Logan responded to Dr. Tony Fauci's recent statement that he is science and challenging him in challenging science. Laura Logan had other thoughts on Dr. Fauci, comparing him to the notorious Nazi doctor Joseph Mengele. It's true, by the way. Sometimes the truth hurts. Poor Dr. Fauci's feelings got hurt. His real feelings got hurt. So on Thursday, Dr. Fauci complained publicly about Laura Logan's comments. And The Hill reported Anthony Fauci on Thursday blasted Fox News and said he was astounded that the network did not discipline Laura Logan for comparing him to the infamous Nazi Dr. Joseph Mengele, who worked at Auschwitz during the Holocaust. Quote, what I find striking is how she gets no discipline whatsoever from the Fox network. How they can let her say that with no comment and no disciplinary action. I'm astounded by that, Fauci said on his appearance on MSLSD. He said it was an insult to all the people who suffered and died under the Nazi regime in the concentration camps. Dr. Fauci has no conscience and no regard for the millions of lives he's ruined since the onset of the coronavirus and the Wuhan lab he funded. And since Fauci's statement, Fox News has apparently sidelined Laura Logan from its airwaves. Logan has disappeared from the channel. I'm telling you, grow a fucking backbone. I mean, seriously, Fox, grow a fucking backbone. I'm so sick of this shit. I mean, Fauci has the power to take you off television. Fauci has the power to stop you from telling the truth. Who is this jackwagon? I mean, and it's the truth. This guy is mad science at anything. If you want to say, there's no science behind what Fauci's saying. We know the Omicron variant is mild. We know that no one's died from the Omicron variant. I mean, this is where we've gotten in America today. Dr. Fauci, he's not a scientist. Science is ever evolving. Science is ever evolving. And it's constantly changing. It should be constantly debated with analytics, numbers, facts. This is the thing. 2 + 2 = 4. There are absolutes in this world, right? we have lost the ability to even have the understanding of what science even is. This coming from a party, the Democrat Party, who tells you that a man can be a woman, that a man can have a baby, that a male with the sex organs of a male can actually have a child. I mean, how ridiculous is this? And here's Fox News.
Well, we're sorry to piss you off. We're sorry to report on the news and the truth. Oh, our bad. We'll take Laura Logan off. Our bad.
The same people that hired Jessica Tarloff, who is a crazy bitch, crazy liberal bitch. I mean, you've got all these liberals over on Fox now. It's just a joke. And, you know, and I'm all for having both sides. If I want to read both sides, I'll go to MSLSD or CNN. I'll go read the trash that the left produces, because that's what it is. It's trash. It's not fact. It isn't science. It isn't anything other than fabricated propaganda that carries the water for the Democrat Party. Now, I'm not saying that Fox or OAN or Newsmax or any other outlet should carry the water for the Republican Party. But you should at least try to tell the truth, right? You should at least try to put the facts out there and let people decide for themselves. What really is happening here? Fox believes you're just a moron. You're just a moron. You don't even know. You don't even know what's going on. You don't know. And you're dumb. And you're ignorant because all the liberal lefties, all the sheeple, they're ignorant. The left counts, the Democrat Party counts on their followers not asking questions, counts on their followers to not do any research, to not critically think, to not have a brain, to not push back, to not question, to not do anything. I mean, it's absurd. You should question everything. That is how life works. That's how you learn. I mean, I can't tell you how many debates in college I had with my professors. Seriously, I can't tell you how many debates I had. But that was good. I learned. I learned, you know, how to debate. I learned by asking questions. I learned by being inquisitive. And my professors were, I think they were more than happy to debate me. And I had a lot of debates. I was an inquisitive son of a bitch. And I don't think I've changed today. And you shouldn't change. You should always ask questions. You should always question, debate, learn, research, find out. Don't be that person that just goes along to get along. But yet here we are. Here we are. And it's like, don't believe any of that crap. I mean, you got Chris Cuomo being fired because he's a moron. I mean, Stelter should be fired. Don Lemon's probably going to get fired. Rachel Maddow's a moron. And they literally just spew these talking points. I had to chuckle, by the way, the other day. I had a liberal make a comment on one of the social medias. Well, you're not beating the left over the head with the truth. None of these left, nobody from, no Democrats listen to you. Sweetheart, I could show you emails of death threats and moronic lefties that listen to the show every single damn day. I find it hilarious. These people have not a clue. Oh, they're big and bad. They're keyboard warriors. You know, like, I'll tell you, one of my favorite sayings is I'm having a brain fart here. Mike Tyson, heavyweight fighter Mike Tyson. He said a quote one time. He says, look, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. You have a bunch of liberal pukes who are talking out of their asses, who have never been confronted. They're keyboard warriors. They feel big, bad. They feel emboldened. And they all have a plan till they get punched in the fucking mouth. And I mean, I'm getting close to punching these fuckers right in the mouth. I'm just tired. And I'm fed up with the idiocy of the left telling me they're smart. When you look at this and you say to yourself, you're not smart at all. You are a moron. Period. I don't know how else to say it. And to shut down Laura Logan, there are dozens of Laura Logans out there in the world. Go use your platform. Go spread the word. Hey, and help me spread the word. Help me spread the word of the Matlock Show. Tell everybody you know. That's the only way this is going to get done. And I was having this conversation earlier today with a friend of mine. And we were talking about the true social media outlet that's coming out for Trump. And I said, it's brilliant, by the way, because it'll now, the left has said to us, go build your own platform. And now that the platform's about built, oh my God, it's going to be a right echo chamber. Yeah, maybe, but it's our own platform. You can be on it all you want. You can do what you want. You can come in and be a knucklehead. You're just going to get debated. You're not going to like it. And it's brilliant on the part of Donald Trump because he'll be able to get his message out there for all to see. And hopefully he's done it smart on servers that aren't controlled by Amazon, on the App Store, which he won't be on Apple or Google. Hopefully he has done it smart. The message will get out and here we are. All right, Christmas is coming. We got 17 days till Christmas. Head over to iTarget Pro. You can do dry fire target practice in the privacy of your home with this package from iTarget Pro. It's $100. Get the sled, get the app, get the target, get the laser bullet that fits your gun. You handgun, rifle, whatever it is, you can work and without the cost of costly practice ammunition. I know you want to go to the range. I know you want to smell the gunpowder, powder. I know you want to hear the bang. I know you want to feel the recoil, and that's fine. You can do that, but you can practice at your leisure in your home with this iTarget Pro system. iTargetPro.com. Use my name, Matt. Get 10% off today. What a great Christmas gift. iTargetPro.com. Discount Matt. By the way, you got to go buy so we can keep them on. They're month to month. You've been doing good. By the way, we're into month two. You bought enough to keep them on. Keep buying. Tell your friends. Tell your family. We need about 20 of these sold this month. I don't know where we're at. I'll have to call them and find out and see what's happening. But I need about 20 of these systems sold this month to make deal. So go tell everybody you know. Share it. Put it up on Telegram, social media, wherever it's at. Tell them to use Matt. M-A-T-T is a discount. Save 10% off. iTargetPro.com. Proud sponsor of the Matlock Show. Love them, by the way. Let's talk COVID. You know, we got vaccine passports in New York City. We've got Anthony Fauci and all that stuff. I want you to listen to this. Isolated cruise. Because now we're getting back to these cruises, right? You ever been on a cruise? I was on a cruise. It's fantastic. You're on this floating ship. It's a city. You can do anything you want. Drink, eat, entertainment, gamble. You stop into the porch. You have a great time. It's amazing, right? I remember when you used to be able to cruise. Now you can't so much with COVID. But they're bringing it back, right? They're bringing it back because of vaccinations. Well, an isolated cruise with 100%, for those of you in Flint, that's everybody, 100% fully vaccinated people gets hit with a COVID outbreak. I want you to think about that. The left keeps telling you and I, the Democrat Party, that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So you get on a cruise ship where 100% of the people, every person on that cruise ship, has been fully vaccinated. They got their vaccines. They're cool. They're good little lefties. They went and did their part. They're going to save the world. It's for the greater good. And guess what? COVID makes an outbreak. If anything, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, and the minions of Big Pharma told us was true, there's no way a Norwegian cruise line ship could be having an outbreak of COVID-19. Every single person on board the ship is fully vaccinated, meaning that if the vaccines worked a lick at stopping the spread of COVID, the ship would be the safest place on Earth from the disease. Instead, they're experiencing a major outbreak as vaccinees scramble to suppress this story and control the narrative. So according to eTurbo News, despite the requirement that all ships, passengers, and crew had to be vaccinated prior to boarding, 10 people have tested positive for COVID-19 on board the Norwegian Breakaway cruise liner. The Norwegian Breakaway has departed New Orleans on November 28th and was scheduled to return there this weekend. On its route, the ship made a number of port calls in Belize, Honduras, and Mexico, according to the Louisiana Department of Health. More than 3,200 passengers and crew are believed to be on board the ship. Officials said in a statement that the cruise line has been adhering to appropriate quarantine and isolation protocols as new cases and exposure have been identified. Now, you may say to yourself, well, Matt, there's 3,200 people there. 10 people, that's nothing. No, it's not. You're really right. I mean, 10 people out of 3,200 people is nothing. 10% would be 320. 5% would be 160. 2.5% would be 80. And about 1.7% would be 40. There's 10, right? Problem is, how did they get the COVID? I thought the vaccine worked. If 3,200 people are vaccinated fully with the vaccines, how in the world did anybody get COVID? Now they're like, oh, well, Matt, it's not 100%. We never said it was 100%. It just keeps you from dying. It doesn't do that either, by the way. People are dying of COVID that were vaccinated every day. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But yet, here the left still holding the line. The party line, right? Oh, well, you know, if you get vaccinated, you'll be fine. No. The primary goal, the powers to be, is that every man, woman, and child on Earth get vaccinated. One can argue that this seems like a reasonable expectation a year ago, but before we had data showing the COVID-19 vaccines are completely ineffective at stopping the spread of the disease. And on top of that, they pose serious health risk, all the way up to death, as an adverse reaction. Today, there is no medical reason to mandate these experimental drugs because every single data point that comes in demonstrates that the jabs are at best treatments and not preventative measures. Unfortunately, neither science or common sense, which the left lacks a lot of, have been able to penetrate the vaccinating shields that have been erected around the collective cognitive skills of the masses. Far too many adherents of pandemic panic theater have been brainwashed into believing that the vaccines offer zero protection against the disease, must be mandated on everyone else to justify their poor decisions. Think about it. The left is telling you that you must be vaccinated, that you must protect everyone. But yet you have a cruise ship with 100% of the people vaccinated and you didn't protect anyone. 10 people got sick. How many are going to die? How many are going to die from being on that cruise ship? And here's the fun thing that the left will never tell you about. It won't be in the news. Who's to blame? Because the vaccinated can spread the disease as much as the unvaccinated. But we're unclean. We're unclean, people. Us unvaccinated, us purebloods, we're unclean. We're killing grandma. We're killing everybody. We're not good for society. We're unclean. We should not be able to live. We shouldn't be able to go outside. We shouldn't be able to do anything because we're unvaccinated. We're going to kill everybody. And now all the vaccinated on the ship, who's to blame? Who are we going to put the blame on? And this is no longer about safety. This isn't about safety anymore. It's about control. It's always been about control, even if only a tiny portion of the population realizes it. This cruise line incident should be a clear indicator to anyone paying attention that the narrative and the agenda are all built on lies. There's no problem with the data, as it's crystal clear. The problem is with the propaganda, the gaslighting, and the indoctrination that have lulled far too many into not paying attention at all. This is not about data. This isn't about the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. It simply is about control. The left, the Democrat Party, is like the Nazis. They want to control you. They're going to force you to get a vaccination. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to kill me first. I will never, and you can mark my words on the show today, December 8th, I will never get the vaccine. Never doing it. Never putting that in my body. I will take my chances, and I will not be laying in bed dying of COVID if that happens. If that's what the good Lord is going to call me home, I'm not going to lay on my deathbed and say, oh, I wish I would have gotten that vaccine. It would have only been about 5% effective, but oh, maybe I'd have gotten the shot. Might not have. When it's your time, see, that's the thing. In this world, I say this all the time. You know this, and you know me well. If you listen to this show at all, I am a huge, huge, huge person on time. I was taught by my grandfather that if you're not at least 15 minutes early, you're late. The only thing in this lifetime that you have is your word and your time. You exchange your time for money. That's what happens with a job. You go to your employer and you say, look, I'm willing to give you 8 hours a day of my life, my time for a paycheck. And that's what you're bartering with. That's what you're exchanging, your time. And there isn't one of you out there that knows how much time you have. People die when they're 10. People die when they're 20. They die when they're 1. They die when they're 101. When your time is up, you're done. And no one knows how much time that's going to be. And no one knows what way that's going to go. So you'd better live your life to the fullest. You'd better do the things that make you happy. And you'd better adhere to your principles, because that's all you got. To sit here and do this faux bullshit, outrage, pandemic, vaccine, you're going to kill grandma. Grandma's going to die anyway. Hate to say it, but you are. We all do. We're all going to go meet our makers at one time or another, whether it be when you're 42, when you're 82, when you're 12, when you're 102. No one knows. You'd better spend your time on this earth the best way you see fit. And this bullshit of trying to control you and tell you what's going to happen and how you need to do your life and what you got to put in your body and all that crap. I mean, you know, it'd be like the left coming to you and say, look, you need to just eat that poison. Well, it's poison. Well, don't worry. It'll be okay. Well, I don't want to put poison in my body. But you need to. It'll save you. It would be for the greater good. Well, I don't want to eat that poison. No. It's for the greater good. It'll protect the other person from eating the poison. That's the idiocy that we currently deal with today. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. So, it's going to jump around here a little bit today. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. I got a lot of stuff to talk about that happened over the weekend. Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin and the mysterious gun that went off. Now, I'm going to tell you, I have owned firearms for the better part of my life. For a big part of my life. I've had a gun since I was probably 10, 11, 12 years old. Learned how to shoot a rifle, 410, 22, you name it. I mean, I've had a gun most of my life. None of my guns. The amazing thing about my firearms, okay? I want to let you in behind the scenes, okay? My firearms, and I own many, not telling you how many. I don't have one firearm in my house that has ever shot somebody else. They must be defective. I mean, they've never went off. They never killed anybody. Bullets never happened, all that stuff. But Alec Baldwin wants you to believe that the gun on the set of his movie or whatever it was went off without him. Hey, here's a hint. Here's a basic fact of a firearm. There are no accidental shootings. You pull the trigger. The gun will fire a bullet when you pull the trigger. And in his era of gun, the, I guess, correct era of gun, you have to pull the hammer back and then fire. You can't just pull the trigger and the hammer pop back. It's a two-deal thing, right? It's an old gun. It's an era of that gun. I'm not a professional on it, but I do know that you have to pull the hammer back and click it in place, and then you fire the trigger, which launches the hammer into the primer, which fires the bullet, and away it goes. The guns just don't go off by themselves. Now, if anyone warned old Alec Baldwin that it was a bad idea to do an interview to try to humanize him and to take the heat off him after he killed somebody, he didn't heed their advice. Now the actor faces potentially legal ramifications and a whole bunch of criticism, and he just nuked his Twitter account without warning, possibly to avoid the constant flow of hate coming from those who think that he's a murderer. According to Fox News, Alec Baldwin has deleted one of his two Twitter accounts following his tell-all interview with George Stephanopoulos about the shooting incident that took place on the set of the movie Rust. The actor has two verified Twitter accounts, I can't even get one, of which he was much more active on and was the one he used to previously issue statements about the fatal shooting incident that took place on the set of the indie Western movie in October. However, following his interview last week, it seems the star has completely deleted the account labeled at Alec Baldwin. However, his account at Alec Baldwin _ remains live, with the latest tweet being from October 19. Prior to that, it was only active in June. It's unclear why the actor chose this time to delete the account. Representatives for Baldwin did not immediately respond to Fox News for a request of a comment. Baldwin has not, by the way, this is what's crazy about all this, right? He hasn't been charged with a crime. He killed a person. I mean, in the end, he killed a person. He shot a person. The number one rule, if you are a Second Amendment person, if you've ever handled a firearm, and if you've ever went through firearm training, the very first thing they teach you is anytime you pick that gun up, you make sure to clear it. Anytime. Anytime you pick up a firearm, you rack it to see if there's a round in the chamber. You rack it twice to clear it, make sure anything's out there. You always make sure the gun is unloaded. Always. It's the first rule. You never aim the gun at anything you don't want to shoot at. You never put your finger on the trigger until you're ready to shoot. I mean, these are just the rules of owning a firearm. And when you go through training, they'll tell you, make sure you're aware of your surroundings. Make sure you're aware behind what's behind your target, beside your target, around you. You're aware of everything around your target. You don't put your finger on the trigger until you're ready to pull it. You make sure the gun is, you know, when you hand the gun, you make sure it's not loaded. And then you load it. You load it. You put the magazine in. You rack the slide. You chamber around. You're ready to go. And then you shoot. I mean, these are the diehard rules of owning a firearm. I mean, the left believes we're just a bunch of morons. The left believes, oh, yeah, just a bunch of Wild West shooting, a bunch of idiots. We just grab guns and start shooting stuff. Alec Baldwin grabbed a gun that was loaded. He cocked the hammer and pulled the trigger, which allowed the bullet to be expelled from the gun and kill a person. In the least bit, in the very, 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 very least of this incident, it's accidental homicide. Involuntary manslaughter is what they call it. He mistakenly shot someone. Even if it's a mistake, it's involuntary manslaughter. Now I understand why he would delete his Twitter account. He did that stupid interview, which people say, not a very smart move. Because now, I mean, if that family of the lady who was shot by Alec Baldwin were smart, they would sue him in civil court and own him. And look, that information that Alec Baldwin released in that interview can be used against him in a court of law. I mean, that's the worst thing he could have done, was given an interview. Because now he's got to remember what he said. And I'll tell you, he was probably lying. I don't know that. But I'll guarantee you that it's going to be hard to backtrack. You got to remember what lie you told. When you tell the truth, you don't have to worry about it. So his interview didn't help, as many legal analysts took to the airwaves to explain that it was a huge mistake trying to pull off a public relations move when he should be saying nothing to anybody but his attorney. A particular legal interest are his claims he didn't actually pull the trigger. Among the many revealing moments from the interview was the assertion from the 63-year-old actor that he did not pull the trigger that resulted in the gun firing. Instead, he claims he was rehearsing the scene with Hutchins and that it required him to pull the hammer back. Well, if you pull the hammer back, the hammer doesn't go forward till you pull the trigger. It's a whole mechanism. Independent journalist Emily Miller easily debunked this. If you love that, and you can go read over there, this is at the Liberty Daily, by the way, you can debunk it. I mean, when you pull the hammer back, you have to pull the trigger. Now, we will see if a leftist elite like Alec Baldwin can weasel his way out of trouble like this, in that so many other elitists do. If he does, he won't be talking about it on Twitter. Will he come back? I don't know. But it really doesn't matter. I'm going to finish the show here. I've got about 8 minutes. Because in the end, big tech controls everything. Big tech controls everything. Now, they couldn't shut down Kyle Rittenhouse and the truth. Because we know the Rittenhouse trial's over. And despite all of the efforts of the national mob, because that's what the Democrat Party is, they're a mob, a young man was rightfully spared. The loudest among the mob may have been the prosecutor, corporate media, and the president of the United States, but the most insidious was big tech. The men and women who run Silicon Valley could not have been clearer on where they stood. They were relentless in their campaign to derail Rittenhouse's trial, undermine his constitutional rights, and permanently defame his character. You notice they didn't do that with Alec Baldwin. You notice that big tech, Silicon, they're not doing that with Alec. He killed a person. He shot a person with a gun. They're not trying to derail anything with him. They're not trying to undermine his constitutional rights. And they're not trying to permanently defame his character. The shift in big tech values is as marked and as troubling. In a few short years, a handful of innovative American companies that love this country and value their customers have morphed into a corporate oligarchy that loathes the notion of American sovereignty, colludes with foreign powers, despises at least half of the citizens, and actively works to destroy teenage boys. Among the culprits was GoFundMe, a website that made its name by allowing ordinary people to raise money to help friends, family, even people they'd never met. Its mission was noble and of great American tradition of philanthropy, involuntary association. But the website drew the line when it came to Rittenhouse, banning people from raising money for his defense. It wasn't Rittenhouse's gun collection or his ammunition supply that was banned. Rather, it was the Sixth Amendment right to defend himself against state prosecution in a court of law. The company claims it bans raising money for anyone accused of a violent crime. That's just one of the many lies that big tech tells. GoFundMe has no problem, for example, hosting fundraisers for Black Lives Matter activists charged with felony rioting, assaulting police officers, and even bank robbery during the George Floyd riots. You see, to paraphrase George Orwell's Animal Farm, another great book, by the way, all are equal, but some are more equal than others. While GoFundMe banned raising money for Rittenhouse's defense in a court of law, Facebook and Twitter banned his defense in the court of public opinion. Facebook censored posts on Rittenhouse's self-defense by claiming he was guilty of mass murder, a delusional take that the jury rejected completely. Twitter banned media from tweeting that Rittenhouse did nothing wrong, once again, precisely what the jury found, while blue-checked marked liberals defamed him without consequence. These moves by big tech aren't random. They're deliberate. They do this on purpose. The court, not of law, but of public opinion, is precisely where big tech and the rest of the American elite wanted Rittenhouse's trial to be held. As far as they were concerned, his rights as an American were just details that got in their way. His guilt, already determined by them. Make no mistake, these actions by big tech aren't just about Kyle Rittenhouse. They're about power, acquired inch by inch to ultimately crush any resistance that comes from you. While an overreaching government has historically been the enemy of your rights, here private corporate interests suppress speech, undermine trial by jury, and attack the sacred right to self-defense. With a less principled judge or a less courageous jury, they might have succeeded. Anyone who thinks they'd give up after this defeat is wrong. Freedom-loving Americans can't be agnostic about the values of the companies we use. Big tech is no longer an American industry. It is a global poison that has positioned itself as an enemy of our country. Its history, its religion, its culture, and its laws. The only way to fix this big tech, first and foremost, is diverting as much of our hard-earned money away from them as possible. That's why I use DuckDuckGo. I mean, that's why I don't go to Google. I use DuckDuckGo. That's why I don't like to use Twitter or Facebook. I like to use Telegram. Go find me, The Matt Locke Show, on Telegram. Stop spending your money with big tech. And if you don't think that Google isn't suppressing what you see, just do a trial search. Do a search on DuckDuckGo. Do a search on Google and see the difference. It's astounding. It is amazing the difference that you see in these two platforms. Unbelievable, right? But here we are. We see information being suppressed. We see propaganda being promoted by the very left. Americans are a strong people. They don't like being told what to think or whom to condemn. You're also a free people. And a free people should not tolerate a disingenuous big tech. See, that's what you got to learn here. I tell you every day. Do your own research. You guys are smart out there. You guys are, I'll tell you, one of the smartest audiences in the country. I don't want to think for you. I'll give you the information. I'll tell you what I know. I'll tell you what I hear. I'll tell you what my sources tell me. I'll fight every day for America because it's worth it. I come to this microphone every day because it's worth it. I love this country. I love the Constitutional Republic, and how America was founded. I love it. I'll defend it every single day. I will do everything I can. I'll work relentlessly to bring you the truth. I will work relentlessly to make sure that I understand and digest and research the things that I need to tell you. And as you all know, we have to be action-oriented. We just can't sit here and talk about it. We can't sit here and whine about it. We can't, woe is me. The left is crazy. They've got all the levers. I mean, I talk about it. I'm censored every single day. I am literally censored every single day. Facebook, Twitter, you name it, Instagram. No, I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But you can't you just got to keep working. You got to keep moving forward in your fight for freedom because America is worth it. America's worth it, isn't it? That's why I love this country. It's why I do this show. I love it, love it, love it. Help me out, by the way. Head over to thematlockshow.com. Thematlockshow.com. Hit that shout button. It's Christmas time. We're 17 days away from Christmas. Go get a tumbler, a t-shirt, a beanie, a hat, a hoodie, a jacket, a fleece, whatever's over there. Use MattLock10. Use MattLock10 and get 10% off everything over at the shop. MattLock10. I'm telling you, it's my gift to you. I appreciate all of you. Thank you for what you do. Go find me at Real Matt Locke on all my social medias. Go find me over on Gab and Telegram, The Matt Locke Show. You can email me, matt@thematlockshow.com. I like hearing from all of you, but help me out. It's Christmas time. TheMattLockShow.com, the shop. MattLock10, 10% off everything over at the shop. Do it today. That's it. Fast Hour in radio. It's come and gone. Appreciate each and every one of you. 17 days till Christmas. Go out there and get your honey, your loved one, whatever their Christmas gifts. Don't wait. Hey, I'll see y'all tomorrow. The Matt Locke Show, it's out.